MVP, maybe an unsung hero or two, if you will. Hurricanes fans should be excited, and I was excited when I sat down with Rod Brindamore.
Did this feel like a short or long offseason to you?
Both. Both. It was like, okay, especially this last month because you're all the guys were back in it,
right?
And they're, or you see them all the time, and it's just like, when are we going to actually get going? When can I actually start talking to these guys about hockey? You know, like,
well, there are rules. You can't talk to them.
I don't know. I just know I can't go on the ice with them.
Okay.
I mean, I can talk to them and say hi, but we can't talk hockey and, you know,
okay.
At least that's the way I've been told. So I'm a rule follower. So, you know, so anyway, that made it feel like it was long, but obviously it just feels like we were kind of just here. So it's so good.
What was the short? Why was it short? Because it felt long to me, and it wasn't that long.
It feels short because it doesn't feel like we were that long ago playing.
Right.
Like, for real. You know? I mean, it's been a few months, but it just kind of feels like yesterday, too. So, turn the page. You know, starting over here, new year, and hopefully a lot of good, exciting things.
How long did you think about the end of last season?
I don't know. You kind of always keep thinking about it. It's hard to just let it go because I felt like we were, you know, we were right there and things didn't go our way. That's for sure. But, you know, like I said, you got to move on for sure. I mean, you learn from the past. You certainly, it shapes your, who you are, every experience you have. So hopefully we learn from it and get better.
Martin Nook said he still thinks about it. I talked to Jordan about it and Jordan Stahl. And, you know, obviously his brother's playing for Florida, said that they spent a lot of time talking about that series over over sauna beers, apparently. They had different perspectives on the way, not obviously the outcome, but on just who, you know, how well both teams played. Yeah. Has your view of that series evolved in any way?
Not really. It was pretty clear to me. How it went. I mean, I said after, I kind of botched how I said it, but it didn't feel like we got beat. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what more can we do? We're playing one of the top teams scoring in the league, and we held them to less than 20 shots a game.
Right.
That's, if I just, you said that going in, that was the game plan. Mm-hmm. Limit their chances, you're going to win. And it didn't work that way. So, and again, and it was a bounce here or there. Like, I mean, every game you're like, oh, if we score here, we win that game. That go doesn't go like it was just like right there and great, good chances, like not, you know, like it just weird how it went. And, you know, I listen, it's over. I got it. We you asked me it, so I'm bringing it up,
right.
But we're focused on new things now.
Favorites, according to Vegas, not that really matters, but just to be actually in that conversation is the significant part of that,
exactly. You just said it perfectly.
So you don't have to say anything.
Not really. The significance is that, okay, you're relevant. That's it. That does. Other than that, it doesn't mean anything, as we know.
Right.
I mean, those things change daily. Mm-hmm. You know, sudden your top guy gets hurt. All of a sudden, now you don't have any. Like, but going into it, that means we you know, we're relevant, and that's where we want to be.
So you mentioned until your top guy gets hurt. Let me ask you your thoughts on where Andrei Svechnikov is.
I think he's looks great, you know. I mean, that's going to be the million-dollar question. Everyone's going to keep asking. I think it's, you know, when he feels great and the medical class staff feels like he's where he needs to be, that's when, you know, he'll get in there. But until then, I think he's just going to keep building and take it day at a time. I mean, that's really what it is for him.
So you don't anticipate him playing Tuesday or Wednesday of next week? Or
no, he's not. I don't think we're going to. There's no point in doing that.
Right.
I mean, does he get in the, you know, a game at the end? Maybe. I mean, we'll see. Like, literally, if we're going, okay, how did you feel today?
Right.
And test him every week and see where his strength is. And you're kind of doing that to kind of gauge his readiness.
How much do you have to almost hold him back?
Well, I think that's part of it. That's kind of what we're doing. I'm sure he would want to go, but I think he's starting to understand how it works. And, you know, it's a long year. We need him, obviously, you know, we need him healthy. That's just the end of the day.
When I walked into the locker room and I had spoken to Sebastian a few weeks ago. But you can't tell anything over Zoom. He looks bigger to me. I don't know how he, I mean, he's been back for a few weeks, so maybe nobody, everybody, I haven't seen him in 5 months, 4 months, whatever it is.
I think everybody got a little stronger. You know, I feel like, and that's still normal for those young guys. I mean, he's still a young guy.
Yes.
And still in a time of his life where he can get stronger and bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean, that starts to go away after a few years, you know, a few more years, but he's still in that window.
Right.
So if he's putting in the work, there's no reason why you wouldn't, you know, see that. And we expect that.
What's the next step for him?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Winning. I mean, I think, and I say winning, I mean the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, I think we're... And I think that's what he's got. What else does is what else is left? I mean, you know, he's been a good player and solid, and he's helped our team elevate. But we got to get that next step. He's got the money. He's got the contract. I mean, you ask him, I mean, probably there's an individual he'd like to be considered more probably in the higher air of the superstars that they talk about. Cause nobody really throws his name in there.
No,
but I'm, you know, he plays those guys. When we play the superstars head on, you don't go, oh, that guy's that much better than this guy every night. But
right.
you get what I'm saying. I think he would probably like to be considered in that.
Well, I mean, I know head to head against all the best, he's always played, not only held his own, he's more often than not gotten the better of them. Right. You and I talked about it when he signed his contract. I think he holds himself accountable, and I think it's one of the best qualities you can get from arguably your best player.
Couldn't say any better. I agree, and I think a lot of guys don't know how to assess their game. He gets it. He understands that he has to be good, but there's more to it than just him. Like, what was the result? You know, like, we got to go home with a W. You know,
right?
And I think that it's no different than Jordan Staal. Like, they have that. Okay, my job is we got to get a W. And yeah, I want to score. But the W counts first, and that's kind of rare.
What do you think he's learned from Jordan? Sits next to him.
That's a better question for him. But because since he's been a kid, he's been there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what would happen if he wasn't. But he might maybe be the same. Right. He's a good kid, but I think he's certainly been aided watching that guy prepare and just period after period come in, sit in the next period the same. Like, just how you have to do things, that consistency factor, I think is really something that he's learned from him.
Let me ask you about some players. You've got I'm just looking here. It's a lot of players in the final year of their contracts. Teravainen, Natchez, Pesci, Shea, Martinook. There are others, the head coach. So what are your thoughts on, I mean, how much pressure can be put on yourself as a player? And we've seen it not go well. Didn't go well for Andre when he was going into that year, right? Didn't go well for Marty either.
I think it's different. Everybody's different. Some guys excel at that point. I think the guys that come to play every night, I think it bothers them a little more because they put more pressure on themselves and they're already playing good every night, if that makes sense. Where there's some guys that excel on those 1 year, last year, because I think they leave a little in the tank on the other times, if that makes sense. And then all of a sudden now they, a good year, and then they coast a little. I don't think there's coasting our guys. And so I think the pressure comes on, they know it's big for their careers and life to do well, and they try a little too hard sometimes. And then it doesn't really work. I think the fact that the guys you mentioned, Spesh and even Necci's been through it now once. Like so now maybe this time around he'll understand a little more. I was too hard on myself, or I was trying to do too much, and I just got to go play. And I mean, certainly that'll be the message. It's easier said than done because I understand this is a big deal. But hopefully they've learned from, you know, all these guys. It's not their first time through it, really. A couple maybe, but for the majority of those guys you mentioned, they've been through it before.
Yeah, they're all also different stories. I mean, Pesci's deal is different from Natchez and Teravainen, right? So let me just set Brett aside for a second. But the two forwards. Marty was so good for 75% of the season, and then the last quarter of the season, maybe it was because Andre wasn't there and he was trying to pick up the slack for all of that. But it wasn't a good postseason for him in terms of production. He did have the one game in New Jersey, which was just phenomenal, but it wasn't what he wanted. So what was the conversation like going into the summer, and where do you think his head is at?
I think he's in a good place because he had a good year.
Great.
He knows that. And he was, golly, you look at our winning game goals and things that he pulled off. Like, he was one of the best in the league, had to been at that, you know, crunch time kind of player. So that's a real confidence builder as a player. And so, I mean, I think playoffs is different, and I get it, but there's a lot of guys you could say that about on a lot of teams. You go down the list, and it's tougher time to play. It's just that simple. So I think he's in a good place, and he looks great. Great shape. So I think he's ready to have another good year.
I think he is also ready to have another good year. And I think that there are a number of players who will make Carolina better. And that doesn't even start with the three newcomers, the two newcomers. And then, even though he was only here for 1 year, our old friend Tony DeAngelo will make this team better. Who, by the way, was wearing his Phillies shirt today.
Oh, shocker.
Tony is ready. And when Tony and I saw each other, as I was walking through the locker room, he goes, "Man, that was tough two nights ago." Yeah, I was like, you got Nola going and you got Wheeler in game five if you need it. So Tony's a little down from game two, which
he
they led four.
Baseball.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Which they led 4-0. Tony loves all sports. Tony is a typical Northeast of the United States kid. He's into everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything.
It's fun.
Renueva tu estilo de otoño en JCPenney. Descubre grandes ofertas en modelos versátiles que puedes combinar con piezas tuyas, como un blazer y pantalón de pierna ancha Worthington con tu blusa favorita, o un suavecito suéter St. John's Bay con tu camiseta preferida. Y combina una chaqueta Stafford con uno de los clásicos en tu closet. Con un par de piezas versátiles, puedes crear múltiples looks únicos y extraordinarios. Eleva tu estilo de otoño y ahorra. JCPenney. Vale la pena.